You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest Jaguars reporter on planet Earth from ESPN. He is the Brooke Pryor of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Michael DeRocco joins us right now. Michael, just what you've heard on this report from golf reporter Ryan Burr on the Steelers contacting the Jaguars about Trevor Lawrence.
Well, first off, it's an honor to be compared to Brooke. She's awesome. Love Brooke. But as far as the report today, I spoke with people inside the Jags organization, and they said no chance they're trading Trevor Lawrence. They just hired Liam Cohen, and the reason they hired Liam Cohen, they wanted a young, innovative, up-and-coming head coach to work with Trevor. And then spoke with another source that said they didn't get any sort of communication from the Steelers in regards to a trade for Trevor Lawrence. So they're a little unsure where that came from.
Michael, just a point of order here, and obviously not asking you to give up any of your sources, nor would I ever do that, but was the source who told you no call essentially was received somebody placed in such a way that they would know that, or is it somebody who maybe like wouldn't necessarily be privy to a call being made if somebody else within the organization actually did field one, if that makes sense?
No, the sources I spoke with are definitely in position to know about this.
Okay. Who's actually, if they actually were fielding trade calls, who's doing it? Because we know Trent Baalke's long gone now, and they don't have a GM down there.
Right. Ethan Waugh is functioning right now as the interim GM. So he would probably be the one that would take some phone calls. Tony Boselli just was hired as executive vice president of football operations. So he's been working with Liam Cohen in terms of helping assemble the staff and is also, you know, in the process of interviewing GM candidates right now. So I would assume those two would be the ones that would get the phone calls. I don't know who else you would call if they were getting those. You know what I mean? Who knows? I mean, I just know the sources I spoke with were adamant that they had not had any contact with the Steelers. The organization had not had any contact with the Steelers regarding a trade for Trevor Lawrence.
Michael, I totally get why somebody on Jacksonville's end who you trust would tell you it's ridiculous, the idea of trading Trevor Lawrence. There's no chance it would happen. And for that reason, I could understand why somebody would even want to dispel or diffuse like a trade call on him. Like, so I guess what I'm asking is, from the people you talk to, if a trade call did get made, do you think they would actually tell you that?
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I just know that they are all in on Trevor Lawrence. And Tony Boselli the other day, I think on Jacksonville Radio, I think it was Monday morning, he has a weekly appearance on Monday morning, he said, you know, look, I am as convinced now as I was when we first drafted him that Trevor Lawrence is going to take the Jaguars to a Super Bowl. Now, whether that happens, who knows? And that's the guy who, you know, at this point is probably the highest ranking executive available, at least until we see where the GM slots in. So, yeah, I would expect the people that I spoke with to be honest with me on this one. But I know that there's no doubt if someone were to call, you always listen. You know what I mean? Trent Baalke has talked about that, in our conversations before for years.
Yeah.
You know, look, you listen. You would be foolish not to listen, whether you are willing to trade the player or not, because you just never know what the offer might be. And, you know, and if it's something that you wouldn't do, you obviously, politely decline or whatever. But, were someone to call, were a team to call and want to talk about a Trevor Lawrence trade, they would probably listen for sure.
Michael, it's funny. I'm sure you've observed the Steelers from afar and noticed that this franchise is down bad when it comes to quarterbacks and has been now for several years, post Ben Roethlisberger and even at the end of his tenure. This is obviously, since you're reporting and telling us that nobody with Jacksonville even fielded a call, just a complete hypothetical. But what kind of a player would the Steelers be getting if they somehow did swing this deal? Because I get the sense that Jags fans are not uniformly behind Trevor Lawrence as like a guy who's going to turn it around and eventually deliver them to the promised land.
Yeah, that is accurate. There's a large segment of Jags fans that are in the he's a bust, he's not going to work out, he's no better than Blake Bortles category for sure. Look, physically, this kid has everything you want in a quarterback. He's big, he's got a really strong arm, he can make every single throw. You know, where does he have to improve? Well, cut down turnovers for sure. He had 60 in his first 3 years. Now, he cut that number down way last year. He was hurt, obviously, for about half the year, but he was on pace to average he was averaging 20 turnovers a year, and he was on pace to be well below that, like around 12. So that was the number one thing he had to do. And then the other thing he has to do is get better at situational football, in terms of, hey, look, we're down here on the goal line against the Eagles on the road with a chance to win. Maybe, even though the play is called this way, that the best throw isn't the jump ball to the third string running back in the end zone. That kind of stuff, and knowing when to take some shots, being smart with the ball on third down and, hey, look, just get a few yards. We can kick the field goal, or don't force stuff. You can go ahead and punt. It's not necessarily a bad thing to punt sometimes. So that's probably where he has to take his biggest strides if he continues taking care of the football, which is something he showed he was able to do when he was healthy last year.
Michael DiRocco, ESPN, Jags reporter, reporting that no call was made and that the Jaguars called the idea of trading Trevor Lawrence ridiculous. Michael, thanks for coming on the show with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, guys.